Sí.
We read today, may you be made strong with all the strength that comes from God's glorious power, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience while joyfully giving thanks to God, who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. Beautiful words. Let those sink in. Those are beautiful words for a departure. Such affection for the recipients of this letter is clear, and the hope behind these words is palpable. When was the last time you received such affectionate commendations? Perhaps before going on a trip or setting off on some new venture or undertaking, such loving words may be packed into our spiritual rucksacks to be retrieved later on the journey when the soul aches. Today, we recognize the reign of Christ as we bid farewell to the passing of the church year. It's the last Sunday in the season after Pentecost. Remember Pentecost? Way back in June. It's a very long liturgical season. We've had a lot of experiences, haven't we? We've learned a lot of stories of Jesus through the reflections of the gospel writer Luke. We've spent time exploring our human-divine relationship with our Jewish ancestors. And we've considered what life in the early church was like through the epistles. Now the story comes to an end. The gospel today confronts us with the last moments in Jesus' earthly ministry. Before we can get on to being the people of the resurrected Christ, we have to bring Jesus' mortal life to a close. Today, we shift our thinking about the influence of Jesus in the world, in his life and work, in the mortal world. His reign, so to speak, was deeply intimate. Jesus breathed on people. He touched them. The throne of Jesus, as it were, is nestled deep within the quietest places of our hearts. After the resurrection, the reign of Christ will encompass all time and space. God's kingdom will come on earth just as it is in heaven. A glorious future awaits. But first, we must bring one part to a close. That's today. Endings are bittersweet, are they not? Endings give us time to reflect on lessons learned and blessings received, the kind of people we've become for having taken the journey in the first place. In today's gospel, Jesus demonstrates exactly who he is and exactly the nature of God, what the nature of God is at the end of this part of the story. Distilled down to the briefest moment of human interaction, we learn about who Jesus is and the nature of God. Jesus is integrity in the face of overwhelming difficulties, peace in the face of destructive chaos, grace and hospitality in the face of hostility and humiliation. This is what Jesus expressed in so many ways while he walked amongst us. That is, that he is consistent with this bearing at a time when no one would blame him for being otherwise is proof enough of the genuineness of Christ's affection for us. The nature of God is forgiveness in the face of antagonism, welcome in the face of rejection, refusal to damn the damnable. God will not be seduced by the lure of retribution. That's a human flaw. God is God and comes up close to compassion when compassion is needed, because God is compassion for humanity in all our flaws. When we read the interaction between Jesus and one of the criminals crucified beside him, we hear a deeply loving commendation. Jesus says, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." Now, it's not clear how long the day will be or what else the criminal will experience before the sun goes down. What is clear is that his endurance of this last day of his earthly pilgrimage will end with the greatest of grace. Jesus might have said, "May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from God's glorious power, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience while joyfully giving thanks to God who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light." The beautiful commendation we read from the letter to the Colossians was not, in fact, a farewell address, but a blessing for the beginning of a journey. The author of the letter to the community of Colossae was passing on to them words of spiritual advice for the journey of faith. He's commending them to move forward with the utmost courage and integrity. They are advised to lead with the virtue of patience. Be thankful for every day. Know that they are already enabled to do the work of the saints. And to take any pressure off of their expectations, the author assures them that there is already a place set for them in heaven. Now that they have these words in their kit, they are free to engage the work of discipleship to which they are called. For however long that will take, and through whatever challenges arise along the way, the Colossians can refer back to these words again and again when their souls ache to hear them once more. This is a beginning. For us, it's an ending, but it's also a beginning. Jesus dies for the third time in the liturgical year today. He died once on Palm Sunday, once on Good Friday, and now today. That's definitely an ending. It ushers in the beginning. Next week, we'll anticipate the coming incarnation of the Christ, the birth of this same Jesus who dies today, again. Next week, we'll begin another year of engaging the discipleship to which we are called. There will surely be challenges ahead. There may be disappointments. There's also a very good chance for some beautiful moments of divine grace when Jesus himself comes through the doors of this little church to visit our community, just like he has in years past. Like the Colossians and the apostles and all the other Christians that have made this earthly pilgrimage before us, we go forward with the confidence of all that has been commended to us. We know, just as the Colossians and the apostles and the criminal on the cross knew, that there is already a place for us in heaven. We cannot possibly fail in faith. You cannot possibly fail. For every setback, there is another attempt. For every disappointment, there is redemption. For every exit, there is an entrance. For every ending, there is a beginning. This is the foundation of our faith. Not even Jesus' death, no matter how many times we try to kill him, not even his death is the end. It's really just the beginning of something even better. So, let us bid a kind farewell to year C in the liturgical calendar. Been some good times in year C, good times, and some regrettable things. So let's gather the lessons learned, wrap them up in the graceful commendations of our forefathers and foremothers, and pack them in our spiritual rucksacks, because next week we set off again. May we be made strong with all the strength that comes from God's glorious power. And may we be prepared to endure everything with patience, while joyfully giving thanks to God, who has enabled us to share in the inheritance the saints in light. That's the good news.